Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, John summoned two of his disciples and sent them to the Lord to ask, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another?" When the men came to the Lord, they said, "John the Baptist has sent us to you to ask, 'Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another?'" At that time, Jesus cured many of their diseases, sufferings, and evil spirits. He also granted sight to many who were blind. And Jesus said to them in reply, "Go and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. And blessed is the one who takes no offense at me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another? The question of John the Baptist cuts through the heart of the Advent season as the season of waiting. Are you the one who is to come, or should we wait for another? We all know that Advent is the season of anticipation for the birth of the Messiah. Intellectually, we all know that. But Christ is more interested in what is really in our heart. With all the concerns and cares that I have right now in my life, is Christ really the one I am looking forward to meet again and receive and welcome anew? Or are there more pressing concerns that I am anxiously waiting for? Travel to the depths of your heart. What does your heart say as to what or who are you waiting for? But I'm not saying that waiting for other things or other persons is necessarily bad. No. The most important thing in what or who we wait for is how we can include Christ in there. Or not just include him, but put him at the center. For someone who is anxiously waiting for a job offer, how can we put Christ there so that whatever happens, our ultimate security will rest on the providence of God? For someone who is waiting for the passing of a family member who is on his or her last days, how can we put Christ in there in that slow and painful waiting so that it becomes a hopeful experience? How can you put Christ in what you're waiting or hoping for at this point in your life? We can never go wrong in putting Jesus at the center of whatever we are waiting for. As what Jesus assured the disciples of John in the gospel today, the blind regain their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. It would have been a lot easier if Jesus says, "Yes, I am the one." You know, it was a very direct question on the part of John the Baptist and on the part of the disciples of John. Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another? You know, Jesus is normally very straight to the point, but here, he didn't directly answer the question because he's saying, "Look what I have done." And you know, sometimes in our own lives, especially when things are tough, are challenging, you know, there's always sometimes the temptation, where is God in all of this? And it would have been a lot easier if God will just a appear to us and say, I'm here. But oftentimes, whenever I'm tempted to go to that route, it's like, where are you, Lord, in all of these difficult things? He always reminds me of the things that He has done in my life. I just have to look back on how the Lord has been intimately involved along the way. And it gives me the assurance, and He gives me the answer, just like He did with the disciples of John the Baptist. How can we ever go wrong in putting Christ at the center of what or who we wait for? In Him, we truly have everything that our hearts long for Him.